Christmas time. And sometimes that's a wonderful thing. And all of the time we're told that that needs to be a wonderful thing, that this is good news and we are supposed to rejoice. But sometimes rejoicing is hard. And we have lost the language of lament. Talking about this yesterday with the group who came to talk about hymns, we stand in a tradition and a faith that knows what it is to lament, what it is to come before God and say, this is not the life I want and this is not a life I like living, and to trust that the God who loves you can hear you say that. We have been told that we need to look a lot more like the nativity scenes we see everywhere, where it's bright and pretty and doesn't resemble much at all what the scene of a recently delivered baby would look like. Now, to be fair, those scenes would be a little harder to sell and the children wouldn't look as cute in them, but they aren't the life we know we live in. And the good news in this is it's not the life Jesus was quite literally born into. Jesus was born like we were born, messy and bloody, into a stable filled with animals who are always clean and neat and entirely presentable. No. The better news for us is that the God who loved us enough to become human lived a human life. He loved people dearly. He cried when they died. He hurt when his friends didn't understand him. He felt alone and abandoned, and he died just as we die. In those times, when the world looks at you and says, why aren't you happy? Why aren't you rejoicing? You are loved by a God who knew what it was to grieve, to be sad, to be alone, to be hurt, to be uncertain. The even better news is that you are loved by a God who knows all of those things as well as you know them, who has committed to being with you in the midst of all of that, who will not leave you alone, and who has said that those times and those moments aren't the last moments. Those emotions, those feelings of despair and grief never get the last word, because God loves us to the point of being born just like a human baby, to the point of death, to the point of insisting that life continues after those times. Amen.